WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, peace seekers. Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life with healthy boundaries. And let's face it, saying no can feel like trying to climb Mount Everest in flip-flops. We're all bombarded with requests, work deadlines, social obligations, even those well-meaning friends who just need to borrow a cup of sugar. That somehow turns into borrowing your whole kitchen sink. Ever felt that pressure? That internal battle between wanting to please everyone and knowing you need to prioritize yourself? Today's all about mastering the magical art of saying no without feeling like a Scrooge McDuck or unleashing a torrent of guilt and shame. Because here's the truth, friends. Saying no isn't selfish, it's self-respect. It's about honoring your time, energy, and commitments, and trust me, that ripple effect spreads outwards to create more space for joy, clarity, and genuine connections. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that'll help you say no with confidence and grace. 1. Recognize your worth. You are valuable. Your time, talents, and energy are precious resources. When you say yes to everything, you're essentially saying no to yourself. It's like constantly pouring from an empty cup. Eventually, you run dry. Remember, saying no to some things allows you to say yes to the things that truly matter. Think about it this way. Would you let someone walk into your home and rearrange your entire living room without asking? Probably not. You have the right to protect your inner space just as fiercely. 2. Practice saying no in small ways. Start small. Don't expect yourself to become a no ninja overnight. Begin by politely declining invitations that don't truly excite you, saying no to that extra task at work when you're already stretched thin. The more you practice, the easier it becomes. Imagine saying no like you're putting on a favorite pair of shoes, comfy and familiar. It gets easier with every wear. 3. Rehearse your no. Feeling nervous about saying no? Prepare yourself. Think about how you want to phrase it beforehand. A simple, I appreciate the offer, but I'm not able to commit right now, can work wonders. Remember, a firm and polite no is perfectly acceptable. Think of it like ordering your favorite coffee. You know what you want, so say it with confidence. 4. Don't over-explain. You don't owe anyone a lengthy justification for saying no. A simple explanation is enough. Keep it brief and to the point. People often respect a clear and concise answer more than a rambling apology. Think of it like sending a text, short, sweet, and gets the message across. 5. Embrace guilt-free no. Remember, you have the right to prioritize your own well-being. Saying no doesn't make you a bad person. It makes you someone who values their time and energy. Allow yourself to feel empowered by setting healthy boundaries. Okay, let's bring this to life with a relatable scenario. Imagine this. Your friend calls up and asks you to help them move furniture on Saturday. You already have plans, maybe a long-awaited brunch with your family or a project you've been working on. But guilt creeps in because your friend really needs the help, right? Now, you could say yes, even though you're already stretched thin and end up feeling resentful and overwhelmed. Or, you can practice what we just talked about. You can kindly say, hey, friend's name, I appreciate you asking me. Unfortunately, I've already committed to something on Saturday. Would it be helpful if I helped out in a different way, maybe with packing some boxes beforehand? This shows your friend that you care and want to support them, while still honoring your own commitments. See? Saying no doesn't have to mean saying goodbye to your relationships. It's about setting healthy boundaries that allow you to nurture the connections that truly matter. So, remember, you are worthy of respecting your time and energy. Saying no isn't a superpower, it's self-care. Start practicing today and watch how saying no with confidence unlocks more space for joy, clarity, and authentic connection in your life. Want to share your own no stories or get tips on setting boundaries? Hit me up on social media. Let's keep this conversation going and create a world where saying no feels empowering, not exhausting. Until next time, peace out.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.